This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset. These are our stories for Friday, February 7th. Carla Pereira is on assignment. The ARRL HF Band Planning Committee is seeking comments and suggestions from the amateur radio community on its report to the ARRL Board. At the Board's January meeting, the committee presented its specific recommendations in graphical form for each HF band and each U.S. license class, with the goal of increasing harmony on the HF bands, particularly between CW and digital users. The committee was revived last summer to consider conflicts between FT and JT modes and other modes. The panel's approach has been to designate distinct assignments for CW, narrowband data, wideband data, and ACDS. It also took into consideration how mode usage is regulated or planned elsewhere in the world. Copies of the committee's report are available at www.arrl.org/bandplan. On this webpage, you can also post your comments about the committee's recommendations. The deadline for comments is February 19th. The International Amateur Radio Union has completed the makeover of its main website at www.iaru.org and the three regional websites, all with the same basic design. The three regional websites can be accessed directly from the IARU homepage. All of the updated pages are organized to broadly mirror the structure of the International Telecommunication Union and its related regional telecommunication organizations. The IARU regions are Region 1, Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and North Asia, Region 2, the Americas, and IARU Region 3, Asia Pacific. The Region 2 webpage is available in English or Spanish. Each page offers a look at recent IARU news and events. When a powerful magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck the province of Elazig in Turkey on January 24th, radio amateurs affiliated with the National International Amateur Radio Union Member Society, TRAC, assisted in the response. Aziz Sasa, TA1E, reported, quote, "The affected area was very small and the intensity was limited. Our involvement was also limited," unquote. He said two TRAC branches in the affected area stepped in, assisting by providing tactical communications in the affected area and by supporting the Ministry of Health by installing and getting their mountaintop repeater operational. The internet remained operational in the area, and Aziz says no operations were taking place on HF. The 10th Annual Youngsters on the Air, or YOTA Camp, will be held this summer in Karlovac, Croatia, not far from the capital city of Zagreb. The Croatian Amateur Radio Association will serve as host of the August 8th through 15th event. Participation is aimed at young radio amateurs living in IARU Region 1, which includes Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. Each IARU member society in Region 1 is invited to sponsor teams of up to 4 camp participants. Team members will be age 15 to 25 and not have attended a previous YOTA camp. Overall participation is limited to 80 campers. The inaugural Youth on the Air camp in the Americas will take place June 21st through 26th at the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting in Westchester Township, Ohio. Registration is open for the 3rd Annual HAMSCI Workshop for Amateur Radio Operators and Professional Scientists, Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st, at the University of Scranton. The theme of this year's workshop is the Auroral Connection, and will include addresses by guest speakers, poster presentations, and demonstrations of relevant instrumentation and software. All radio amateurs, scientists, and anyone interested in ionospheric and space physics are welcome to attend. The workshop will serve as a team meeting for the HAMSSI Personal Space Weather Station Project, a National Science Foundation-funded project awarded to University of Scranton Physics and Electrical Engineering Professor Nathan Frizzell, W2NAF. You can register for the conference online at hamsci.org/hamsci2020. In DX News, Zulu Charlie 4 RH will be on the air from Cyprus running SSB, CW, and FT8 from now through February 13th. In addition, V31CO is active from Belize on CW, FT8, RTTY, and possibly SSB until February 25th. If you need Nepal, listen for 9N7 AM, who will be on the air until February 16th. And 5H4WZ is on the air from Tanzania until February 18th, and 4KW6/TA7AOF will be on the air from Azerbaijan until February 12th. If you're looking for special event stations this weekend, we have N4SCV on the air February 8th from the Sons of Confederate Veterans Camp 1424 in Gainesville, Florida, and NI6IW operating from the USS Midway Museum ship on February 8th to commemorate the Mount Suribachi flag raising. There are several stations on the list also for next weekend. N4DAB will be handing out contacts from the Daytona 500 race. W1M will be operating from Russell, Massachusetts for the Scout Camps on the Air. W0EBB will be active during the 16th annual Freeze Your Keys event. W5BMC in Morgan City, Louisiana will be on the air for the 15th annual Eagle Expo. W0JH will be operating Frozen Lake Portable in Stillwater, Minnesota. And K4US will be celebrating George Washington's birthday from Alexandria, Virginia. For complete details, see page 9 in your February issue of QST Magazine. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Bruce, KK5DO, lost his voice to allergies this week and will hopefully return next week. Last week, we reported of the resignation of AMSAT President Joe Speier, K6WAO. This week, the AMSAT Board of Directors met through a telephone conference call and elected Clayton Coleman, W5PFG, as the new president of AMSAT. Clayton had previously served on the AMSAT Board of Directors from 2017 to 2019 and was its secretary during that time. He volunteered in other capacities for AMSAT, including chairing the 2016 AMSAT Space Symposium held aboard the cruise ship Carnival Liberty. He was first introduced to amateur radio in space in the early 90s with SAR-X and Mir. It was not until a visit from a friend in 2011 that Clayton was bit with the Oscar bug. Clayton will be at the Orlando Hemcation on Saturday, February 8th, where he will hold a meet-and-greet at the AMSAT booth from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. He will also have remarks at the AMSAT Forum at 12:30 p.m. Saturday in room CS3 at the Lakeside Pavilion. This is Mahana Page, W5BTS, for the ARRL Audio News.
This is the ARRL Audio News propagation forecast for Friday, February 7th. A stream of solar particles arrived today, but it's a weak stream and it's not expected to cause much trouble on the HF bands. Another stream, however, is due to arrive next week, but it's also pretty weak. So again, probably not very troublesome. Now that we're without sunspots again, the solar flux index has dipped and the upper HF bands will be pretty poor for the next several days. With the quiet noise conditions, however, 160 and 80 meters should remain your best choices. On VHF and UHF, everything is pretty quiet, although folks in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina may see some limited band openings in the days to come.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.